you will also have to put the work into it. So I can't just be like hoping for love. I can't just be hoping for more money. I can't just be hoping to lose weight. I'm going to have to exercise. I'm going to have to hustle. I'm going to have to show up. Be aware that making your goals happen is a very active process. Everybody, welcome to Girl Gone Frugal again. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, and today we're talking vision boards. This is the third episode of the Foundation series, a series of podcast episodes designed with creating your best year in mind. The Foundation episodes that I've already released so far are how to set goals. The second episode was picking your word for the year. Tomorrow's episode will be setting financial goals that you can achieve, then picking the right conference to move yourself forward, and finally, why networking has to be on your to-do list. But today we're talking vision boards. So for those of you who have never thought about doing this, maybe you thought it was kind of hokey, maybe you thought like, what's the point? I'm going to talk you through why vision boards are so important. In fact, I'm actually looking at mine as I record this episode. I love it. It has my very, very clear goals. It has images of things I would like to have come to pass. It has motivational sayings, just different things that are important to me in terms of how I want my 2018 and beyond to come together. Now, the thing about a vision board is it basically is giving itself permission to envision the year, the life that you want. And I'm going to give you an example of a couple of things, a couple of goals that I have on mine. You might even laugh. One of those items includes being an extra on the reboot of Miami Vice. Yes, you guys know that I absolutely am obsessed with Miami Vice. Well, they have a reboot that I think is coming out sometime in the next year or two. I must be on that show. I'm so obsessed. So I decided that I'm going to go ahead and put that on my list of goals. I actually have friends who work as actors in LA. I also have just random friends who live in LA. And I thought, well, why not just put it out there? And I'm going to talk it up quite a bit. So anyway, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of why you need to give yourself permission to own the vision that you want for your year, what the process is of putting together your board, and just how you make it work. Vision boards come in many different types of iterations, if you will, but my favorite is actually a giant cork board that I line with pretty paper. If you're a gentleman, do it however you would like. You might want pretty paper, maybe you don't. Whatever. I line it with paper and then I spend about an hour or two, usually it's about 2 hours after I've collected a whole bunch of old magazines, cutting out different things that catch my eye, phrases, places basically that I want to visit, motivational sayings, different things similar to the word that I pick for the year. So my word for the year is abundance. And so a lot of the stuff that I'm looking at on my board kind of touches on that, but it expands that word. So it's an expansion of the word of the year. So for example, I have several very specific business-related goals in mind. And those goals include growing my influence as an influencer online. Obviously, there are monetary goals. And I'm very careful about what goes on the board because I've had goals kind of peter out for certain reasons and it's kind of hilarious. So an example of a goal not really working based on the imagery that I put on the board, maybe two years ago, I always have the goal of growing my income. And that year I decided to put a beautiful porcelain piggy bank. onto the board. It's really cute. And at the end of the year, I'm looking through my list of things that I did, and I'm like, I'm pretty excited, but then I was kind of pissed because I was like, oh, I haven't made my financial goals. But you know what I did have? I actually ended up purchasing that freaking piggy bank, the same one. So when you are spending time looking at what you're going to put on that board, you need to be really, really, really careful, because what happens is, for each image and goal that you put on your board, every day you're looking at it. And every day you're consciously and subconsciously attracting the outcome that you want. Now, let's be really clear. Not everything on your vision board will come to pass in the year that you put it together, or for the year that you're putting together. That's just, it's very unlikely unless you have two goals. I tend to have a number of goals that I like to put onto the board. So I like to have goals that encompass my personal life, my health and wellness, travel, wealth. Sometimes I put things on education. Currently, I have become fluent in Spanish because I've studied Spanish for quite a while. I actually understand it really well, but I'm not speaking it well. And so I want to change that. I also have different goals that relate to my business and how I can help other people. Basically, as you spend time giving yourself permission to own what you want in your life, please remember that a vision board is not a passive activity. So a lot of people think about manifesting what they want to come to pass, but I believe that manifesting is not necessarily how it works. So basically, when you're working on the goals on your board, it's a very active process, okay? Because every day you're looking at it. And then micro actions each day. So maybe subconsciously you take a micro action that moves you towards love. Maybe you take a micro action. So I'm going to give myself as an example. I would love to fall in love this year, but I think that the person I need to love most is myself first, so that I attract a person who's going to love me in addition to how much I love myself, if you know what I mean. Because I don't want to attract someone who's not emotionally ready, but I also have to be emotionally ready to attract someone. So maybe I'm getting manicures a little more often than before. Maybe I'm making sure that I'm a little crisper when I leave the house, you know, not as Colorado chic, if you will. Maybe I'm a little more put together. Those actions could be very subtle, like very subtle things that you start doing because every day you look at your vision board. I want you to think about the word that you picked and then the different things that encompass that word. So we're going to break down your goals in a couple different ways. So I mentioned the financial one, and I think that one's the first one we're going to start with. And again, I'm using my current board as a way to kind of get you thinking about what you do with your board so that you don't make the mistakes that I did with that piggy bank. I have some play money that looks very, very real. It looks very realistic. It's not counterfeit. It's just play money. It's itty bitty, but it looks super real. So what I did was something very similar to what Jim Carrey did before he became famous and was paid $10 million. So if you don't know the story, Jim Carrey believed in his heart that one day he would be in a film and get paid $10 million. In fact, he believed this so strongly, he wrote a check. Of course, he wrote void because, you know, if he lost it, then that would be a disaster. But anyway, he wrote a check and it was payable to himself for $10 million. And he carried that check with him every single day for years. And then he finally got his first movie and he ended up getting paid $10 million for that. Similar to that, I decided to put cash money, even though it's fake, cash money onto my board. And it is a representation of real money. But the thing with these denominations was they were too small. So it was like $10 bills and $100 bills. I changed all the bills so that they were the largest bills possible. So I have two that look like $10,000 bills, which they did used to issue back in the day. I feel like you can still get a $10,000 bill, but I don't know where you would get it or spend it because we don't really spend cash, but whatever. And then all the $10 bills, I changed to $100 bills so that whenever I look at this money, I'm seeing large amounts of money. And one of the issues that I've been dealing with is overcoming under-earning, which is also a name of a book that I've mentioned in the other episodes. I'm obsessed with this book. I can't rave about it enough. I will share a link to it or an image of it in the show notes. Please do check it out if you have any financial goals moving into 2018. I strongly, strongly recommend that you read it before you do anything. Really read it and do the work within the book so that if you have some mindset issues like I do because I'm still working through them, that you're aware of what they are and that you can kind of avoid some of the mistakes that I've made that have blocked the abundance that I want coming into my life. So with money, you have to be very, very specific about the amounts that you want. You can't say, I want to earn more money. Okay. If you say, I want to earn more money, that could literally be $5 more. Maybe you make $50,000 a year and you're like, oh, I just want to earn more money. And then you end up earning $50,500 extra because they gave you a 1.5% raise. And then once you factor everything in, you bring home an extra $500 a year. Be audacious about what you ask for. So if you want to make more money, create a number, think of a number, and write that stuff down. I want to say another word, but you know what I'm saying. Write it down. So instead of being like, I want to make more money, say, I want to make $87,500 because that would represent a life-changing raise for me. I will make this money these kinds of ways. So if you're working for other people, maybe it's because you change your job. And you get other responsibilities and you work for an organization that's just going to compensate you better. But that's very much an active process. It's not something you've manifested. You've written the amount that you want to make. You've acknowledged that that's what you want to have happen. And so once you've acknowledged that, what are you going to do? Wait for them to give you a raise? Or are you going to make things happen? So making things happen could include, of course, finding another job, creating a business, doing side hustles. And I mean, there's so many ways you can make more money. So be very, very specific about the goal that you have in mind when it comes to money. When it comes to love, relationships, people in your life, be very aware of what's lacking. I think typically, if things are working, it's good to focus on the things that are working. But usually with relationships, you need to focus on the things that aren't working because those are the areas that create friction. So for me, one of the biggest things that I was concerned with when I quit my job before I became an online entrepreneur was I wanted to spend time with the people that I love. Unfortunately, in 2017, I had a loved one get diagnosed with a serious disease. And I wasn't able to spend as much time with them as I could have because I had too many other things happening that were already scheduled. And that was heartbreaking to me, quite honestly. So in 2018, I very purposely removed any travel other than to visit my relatives, plural, or friends. I have two conferences that I'm slated to attend, but that's it. Any travel that I'm doing, it's to see the people that I love. But in order to make that happen, I had to make that a very, very clear priority. It's literally on my board. It says focus on people. I have the people that I really want to focus on in different parts of my life. They are all listed on there. It's not like some random thing like, I just want to have better friends. It's or better friendships. It's very clear who and what I want to have happen. And so I'm working to create a schedule and just working on making sure that that happens. It's not even, it's a priority. There's no flexibility on this. It's that important to me. As for love, again, I mentioned, you know, making sure that I'm looking right when I leave my house and doing things and being social and just feeling good about myself. those are the types of things I need to do to attract someone who wants to be with someone who's healthy, happy, and positive. Before, I was really depressed, sad, and really, ooh. And I'm so glad that I never really met someone to date seriously at that time, or that the people that I dated, it didn't work out because they were attracted to a very different version of me now. I'm really happy now. I want a lot more cash, but that's why hashtag money hungry has been born and why I now do MichelleIsMoneyHungry.com. Make sure you check that out. So the man that I finally attract, I think will be attracted to a really healthy, happy, whole person, but it took a while to get to that point. So now I'm really clear about what I want. Now, I will say you need to be careful because people get really weird about creating lists about what their person should be. And I don't care what you do, love is love. But be careful about being so rigid that you block any likelihood of a person coming to you, because we are human. So as much as I would like to think I'm perfect, I am so not perfect. It's important for me to also be aware of that. But I have several friends who I talked to and they were like, look, Michelle, we manifested our husbands. And I was like, that's awesome. Now, again, I believe in this kind of stuff, but these are very different people. And they were like, be very clear about what you want. And you will start to do things and put yourself in situations where you start meeting people who might fit what you're looking for. But again, it's a very active process. And I should also talk about, so I've been talking about manifesting versus the law of attraction. So the law of attraction is really the active part of manifesting something. It's you're taking actions. You're not waiting for stuff to happen. You're taking conscious and subconscious actions throughout your life to facilitate the outcomes that you're looking for. Okay. The other thing with your goals is this. You need a variety of goals. So far, I've talked about finances. I've talked about love and friendship. I always include health and wellness on there and have a list of certain things that fall within that. So last year, I wanted to finally run that half marathon. Now, let's be clear. I was completely crazy because I did it without training. I was sick of it being on my list. And so I was like, I'm going to get this thing done if it kills me. Now, it could have killed me. So I will not be doing that again to myself. I will be doing a half marathon. I will not be doing it without training. I want to lose 31 pounds because I've had these pesky 31 pounds on me for now 4 years. I had gained about 65 pounds. I lost half of it and that other half still on me. I can't stand it anymore. But it's one thing to say that you want to lose weight. It's another thing to do the things that you need to do. And it's important that each goal or each outcome sometimes has its own timing. So again, I did mention at the beginning of the show, some of these things might not happen in the year that we're in, but maybe the foundation will be laid so that it will be like, maybe the foundation will be laid now so that those goals will happen in the future. And you'll know because you'll feel more confident. You'll just know in your gut that, hey, this isn't happening now, but I know it's going to happen soon. A good example of that, which is very personal actually, is I love digital business. I'm a digital entrepreneur, a creativepreneur. It might be a phrase or a word that you've heard before. And last year was underwhelming for me as a person building a brand, as a podcaster, as a blogger. It was not my best year. And I fully take responsibility for that. I failed a lot. But without failure, there is no success. And because of those failures, I feel a lot more confident. And I had to kind of take a break and lick my wounds. And then I had, you know, the family stuff going on and just life in general and crazy tweets were stressing me out. But I was like, wow, I'm not as afraid of my goals as I used to be. And that's kind of huge. As you work towards your goals, you're going to fail. It's just an inevitable part of the process, but your choice will be to be knocked down and quit, or to take those failures as a lesson to be learned and to brush yourself off, to rest a little bit, because it takes a lot of mental energy to achieve a goal, and then get back to it. So I paid off, it looks like I paid off almost $13,000 worth of debt. It's a big deal. But then I kind of used a credit card. And so I added to my debt a little bit, not a lot, but still it was stupid. Even though I feel stupid about this, it doesn't negate from my overall success in terms of paying off debt from the year. It just means that I have to look at, why did that happen? What exactly was my issue? Brush myself off and then get back to debt repayment. Kind of sucked. It's not an unusual thing to happen, but it is what it is. However, instead of having 25 to 30 bills that I'm paying off, which was the case basically when I started this journey, I have 5 now. And so the energy of paying off 5 bills versus 20, 25, 30, it's really different. I'm like, holy crap, this is getting close. Just note that as you fail and as you work towards your goal, there will be a mental shift. And so that's why a vision board is so important, because it is a visual reality that you are creating and you want to come to pass. Travel. So the year that I went to Australia and Hawaii, the year that I quit my job and then I was like, I'm out, I gotta go, I'm gone, I have to leave. I literally had had a picture, I had pictures, candles, everything to do with Hawaii and Australia everywhere. I couldn't escape it. And it was a dream of mine. I was like, I can't imagine that I'm ever going to go to this place, but this is where I'm going to go. This is my goal. Not only did I go, but I was able to go round trip for $1,000, $1,200 round trip, including a stop in LA, then LA to Honolulu, Honolulu to Sydney. And what I did was I spent a week in Hawaii at the front end of my trip and the back end of my trip. It was amazing. But I literally had images of Hawaii and Australia everywhere. I had them on my vision board. I had a Hawaiian, like a candle that was Hawaiian, if you will. I had a candle that was Sydney, like beach-esque. And it literally said Sydney on it. Bath & Body Works is a good place to go for stuff like that. Here are some examples of things that you could do to keep things real. Does this feel similar to what you would do with your word for the year? Yes, it's very similar, except for you've got this big old board with your vision everywhere and super, super, super clear goals. Do not be vague. If you're vague, the universe is unclear as to what you really want. You have to be very clear. What are the materials you need for a great vision board? I will be adding this podcast episode to my blog post all about how to create a great vision board. There's a lot of different ways to do it. I do the cork board method. I have like a 4x3, I think, foot cork board, and I've just got everything on it. I look at it every single day. If people come over, I keep it up there. I'm like, so what? So, you know. Other people will opt to do it electronically. There are ways to do it within Pinterest. You could create your own vision board within a journal. You could kind of journal it. Just do it in a way where you can always look back at these goals daily. Like, it can't be every other week. It has to be on a daily basis. You're looking at this. You're waking up and you're looking at this. You're walking through your room and you're looking at your goals. You're looking at your planner and you have a copy of your goals there. So I should also mention that the same goals and dreams that I have on my vision board, I also have put them in other places so that there is no confusion about what I'm working towards. I'm not messing around. I wish you a wonderful 2018. I want you to give yourself permission to dream what other people will tell you are impossible dreams and work your butt off towards them. Understand that you might not get the outcome that you want in the year that you want, but you might be laying the foundation for upcoming years to have that success. Dream big. And I will say that sometimes not everything comes to pass, because maybe there's certain things that aren't supposed to, but in my view, most will come together in some form or another. Okay? In some form or another. But you will also have to put the work into it. So I can't just be like hoping for love. I can't just be hoping for more money. I can't just be hoping to lose weight. I'm going to have to exercise. I'm going to have to hustle. I'm going to have to show up. Be aware that making your goals happen is a very active process. But what's the point of trying to work towards goals if you've never even sat down and owned what you want? I ask you. If you're looking for a community of like-minded people, please do join the Unapologetically Money Hungry Closed Facebook group. Group of like-minded people looking to make more money, eliminate debt, and create their best lives through online entrepreneurship and side hustles. I can't wait to really kick off the group. I've let that stagnate a little bit. There's a link in the show notes so that you can join. And if you would like to contact me, please do email me at michelleismoneyhungry@gmail.com. That's michelleismoneyhungry@gmail.com. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's episode all about setting up financial goals that you can achieve. Do remember that Girl Gone Frugal Again is an audio production of the website michelleismoneyhungry.com. I'm so excited to hear about your dreams. Let me know what your vision board looks like for 2018. Good luck, work hard, and I can't wait to hear what happens for you in the future.